Edward Hanko is the special agent in charge of the Cincinnati FBI office. He says Philip Shaw, Antonio Woods, Ryan Neal, Yamil Brown, and Quentin Thomas are members of a gang called Quiet Money Incorporated.
This organization was involved in violent acts, drug transactions, firearms, and was a blight on Cincinnati.
Hanko says the FBI and Cincinnati police got permission to wiretap the gang and found out it was about to commit armed robbery on a drug house. That's when authorities moved in and arrested the five. Cincinnati Police Chief James Craig says the key people in the Quiet Money Incorporated gang are behind bars. And he says police are not yet finished making arrests in that case. Craig also says when he started on the job last year, he was alarmed about the homicide rate in the city's over-the-Rhine neighborhood. But he says working with the local FBI office to target the worst and most violent offenders has paid dividends.
It's worked so well that I can gladly today say to you that in the over-the-Rhine, we have not had a homicide since September of last year. I can also report to you that in my conversations with people who live in the downtown area, who work and play in the over-the-Rhine area, that they feel safer. There's been an appreciable difference. We ended the year in Cincinnati with a 12% reduction in violent crime.
And Chief Craig has this message for violent criminals.
I'm committed to continuing to disrupt these violent predators here in Cincinnati. They should know one thing. We will find you. We will disrupt your activity, and you will go to jail. That is my commitment here. I certainly want to also add that we could not have done this without the community's help. You know, when you have good relations with the community, which we do, that pays big dividends. And that's what community police partnerships are all about. You know, the other thing I just want to add, and one of my final comments, is that here in Cincinnati, we have got to get angry about our young people being shot. We had a 19-year-old 2 weeks ago shot at a cell phone store. We had a 4-year-old shot because of this ridiculous gang-related behavior. It's got to stop.
Federal authorities have set up a Southern Ohio Safe Streets Task Force, and the Cincinnati Police Department is going to join it. In the meantime, Chief James Craig says law enforcement officers are working on abating the recent violence in District 4, which includes Avondale. Craig promises that what he terms a surprise is coming from police in that part of Cincinnati. I'm Steve Hirschberg.